Hi, I'm Carla Hall of ABC's The Chew. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And thank you, Carla Hall. And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024 and Las Vegas Raiders football. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, kind of putting it all together. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in November, and it means the holidays are right around the corner, and it's also time to reflect and see how we might be able to help some folks that are less fortunate than we are. So, leading the vanguard for the third year in a row is Jim Casconi, the proprietor of the long-running Huntington Meats in the original Farmers Market, and his sister store, Farmers Market Poultry, bringing back his kids' pajama campaign, which is a wonderful idea. And with that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome Master Butcher Jim Casconi back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Jim, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm good. Jim, are you ready for the holidays? The Thanksgiving orders are already starting, and then you're into December. Have you fastened your seatbelt yet, sir?
Yes, I have. We're waiting to rock.
and I know you do it well. Just as background on Jim, you know, it used to be when some of us were growing up that have a little bottle age on us. In every neighborhood, there was a neighborhood butcher who you got personal service if you needed any cooking tips or hints. They could give you the 411 on everything. And again, the variety of cuts and whatever you needed, they could do. As the supermarkets got bigger, the personalized service and the master butcher kind of became an endangered species. And I know, as Jim would agree with me, fortunately, times change, and the appreciation for a master butcher and a dedicated butcher shop is coming back. People in the know, particularly serious home cooks, know the difference. And Jim, I'm just so glad that you've endured over the years. And again, you know, you're back in fashion. It's kind of worth the effort, right?
It's definitely. We're 37 years, so we're real proud of that.
And should be, and one of the stalwarts of the original Farmers Market at 3rd and Fairfax. And holiday time is a great time to be around the original Farmers Market. Now, it's just not at holiday time, Jim, that you're very engaged in the community, but you have this wonderful idea for the holidays with the Kids Pajama Drive. I believe this is the third year. Please give us all the details, because it's a very important program, and it's where your customers and guests can really make a difference in a small way that's fairly effortless. So please give us the details, if you will.
Well, it's kind of dear to my heart. We've done some cooking over at the LA Mission, and to see the children, it's heartbreaking. And it's not only the children that are in the facility, it's the children that are living in cars, the tents that you see out there. And it breaks my heart, you know, us being in America, and we're the richest country, and we still have all this poverty. So it kind of took to me doing something, even though it's a small portion, and that's our pajama drive. And that's really kind of the thing that really motivates me. But it's not only pajamas. You know, we want those for the children to keep them warm at night, because there's so many little kids out there without a home, and they don't really have a choice. And I really feel dearly that, you know, we need to make somewhat of a difference for the children, at least.
And you do. And Jim, what are all the details of the program so our listeners know? And it's just not a matter of bringing some new pajamas by. You also incentivize customers and guests. You know, you give them a little motivation. So give us all those details, if you will.
Okay. What we're going to do is if you bring in a pair of pajamas or a few pairs, we'd appreciate I'll be able to reimburse you with a pound of ground beef, a pound of sausage. If you go to my poultry shop, we're going to give a dozen eggs away. I want to give back to the people that are giving, if I can. You know, last year we also had received a lot of pajamas. People from Orange County through Amazon and different variety of children's stores, and deeply appreciate that very much. I feel giving back also to the people that are giving. I don't think people thank people enough. So that's my way of showing my gratitude.
Well, Jim, I think you do in spades, and in terms of this year's goal, and I think you exceeded it last year, but do I have it right? You're looking for 300 pairs of pajamas, correct?
Yes, that's our goal, is 300 at least. And then that's just the kids that are in the facility, you know, and that's not saying the children that are in cars and in tents. You know, we're reaching out to as many people as we possibly can to get pajamas, blankets, storybooks, toothbrushes, you know, the essentials that people need. And that's what I'm shooting for. So if you know a dentist also, you know, and they have toothpaste and toothbrushes to give away, that would be awesome. Because it's those little essentials that help these people.
Absolutely, Jim. And as you say, the need is greater. And unfortunately, with the economy being a little unstable right now, the need is greater than ever. And I mean, that's something that we should consider in December as all of the other, you know, holiday festivities are going on.
Right. You know, homelessness is 365 days a year. And I really feel, you know, deeply for this push. You know, I don't cook for the homeless during the holidays. There's a lot of people then, but it's in August. It's in the off times that we will donate and we will cook at the mission.
Well, and Jim, as you say, you know, this is a 52-week-a-year need, and it's good that we think about this in November and December, but it's also a reality the other 10 months of the year, so good point. Jim, in terms of the kids' pajamas, what is the age range that you're looking for the pajamas? Because I know there's a range, and, you know, people would like a little advice there.
Well, from newborn to 18, you know, or 17-year-old, there's a lot of those as well. You know, we need to give these children dignity, and I really feel that's a key, you know, to help them along. You know, like I said, they don't have a choice.
Absolutely. And our listeners should know, in terms of the program, this is going on now through November the 30th. And after November the 30th, Jim, where do the pajamas, the robes, the slippers, the security blankets, and the toiletries, how are they distributed?
We're going right to the mission itself. We're the Los Angeles mission, and if not, then the Long Beach mission. We will try to donate also to Long Beach.
And an important point, because these are established agencies, they make sure that these donated items go into the right hands. And during holiday time, that's important to know.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But I personally guarantee these pajamas are going to the children, definitely.
Jim, so our listeners know, where are your two stores in the original Farmers Market? Give us some location information for both Huntington Meats and Farmers Market Poultry, just in case there may be some people that, you know, are not familiar with the market.
Well, Farmers Market Poultry is on the side of where Dupars is, Dupars Restaurant.
Hey, everybody knows Dupars.
It's in the Key. We're right, almost right in back of it. And then Huntington Meats, we're alongside Mr. Marcel's grocery. And that's a nice French market if you ever need to experience that, as well as my meat market. And that's where my display is for the meat market. We'll have a big display out there for you to deposit your pajamas. And go ahead.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, again, the two shops that are providing this and supporting this are Huntington Meats and Farmers Market Poultry, just so you have a good frame of reference. Now, Jim, holiday time at Huntington Meats, it definitely is a special time. Something that you do that is kind of the trademark of, you know, an original old-fashioned full-service butcher is you do this incredible line of house-made sausages. Let's talk about food a little bit and tell us about the sausages.
Well, our sausages, we hand make them every single day, and we have about 20 to 25 sausages showing. For the holidays, if it's hard to find, Swedish Christmas potato sausage, it's a natural. From any of the Italians, we'll do apple stuffing with cinnamon for your stuffing. We have a variety of other ones with herbs that you might like also for your stuffing for this Thanksgiving coming up. And that's not saying all the different German sausages we have right now.
Sounds delicious, Jim. What should we know, because to special order a Thanksgiving turkey, you know, we're getting close as far as that's concerned. What's special in Thanksgiving turkeys this year for someone that doesn't want a product that is frozen?
We have our fresh diesel turkeys, as well as Country Day. No water added. And you have to be careful of that. If people are buying frozen turkeys, even they add water to keep the moisture in the bird, and it's really not a good thing. We only carry, you know, we push the diesel turkeys. We have different types. We have from organic. We have the all natural. We have no hormone. They're all no hormone free. You know, it's a clean, clean product. We have petite turkeys for those people that are only one or two people under like 8 to 10 pounds. I know that sounds like a lot, but there is a little bit of shrinkage in turkey. We feel we're providing you with the best.
And Jim, you are. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the third annual Huntington Meats Kids Pajama Drive on now through the end of the month, located in the original Farmers Market at 3rd and Fairfax. If you want to know more about Huntington Meats, the website is huntingtonmeats.com and spelled just the way Huntington sounds, H-U-N-T-I-N-G-T-O-N meats.com. Jim, all good wishes for the pajama drive and the holidays. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're taking our top of the hour break. When we come back, it is our resident produce guru, Robert Schuller, talking about some exciting produce trends and new concepts. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.